With population and income projected to rise, the global energy challenge is to manage and meet demand affordably, sustainably, and securely. A diverse energy mix will be needed during the transition to a lower carbon economy. This means that oil and natural gas are likely to play a significant part in meeting demand for several decades. But while there is no physical shortage of oil and gas, it is getting harder to find and more difficult to produce. That's where innovation comes in. Every day, the world gets more complex. And this is what inspires us to create new technology. Technology that connects us to everything the world has to offer and vice versa. Technology that makes lightweight stronger, safer, and faster than ever before. Technology that makes electric electrifying and efficiency exhilarating. Technology that doesn't just drive us, but drives progress. And driving progress is what we do every day. On the flight deck of the Airbus A300-600 were Captain Ed States and First Officer Sten Mollen, both highly experienced commercial pilots. They had been warned by airport controllers of the risk of wake turbulence from a Boeing 747 that had taken off just before them. Wake turbulence vortices act like horizontal tornadoes, spilling off the wingtips of aircraft and trailing for miles behind them. Another plane hitting the disturbed airstream can be thrown around alarmingly, but both Mollen and States had been trained to cope with this turbulence. Investigators are sure Flight 587 did fly into the wake of the 747. But what happened next?